Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying ministry structure in Christ, study of spiritual gifts. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 26. Do we really need that part? In our text for this session, the Apostle Paul explains three characteristics of the body of Christ we must understand if we are to function effectively. First, every part of the body is needed. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 18. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For, in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as He pleased. Each part is part of the body, and cannot stop being a part. No part is more important than the others. None can function independently. Second, less honorable parts receive more honor. Verses 19 to 25. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor can the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. More care for the unpresentable parts is needed because they require extra care to be presentable. In the church ministry, the non-glamorous tasks require special attention. And then third, each part affects the other parts. Verse 26, and if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. As Christians, we share suffering and we share joy. When a member is sick or when God performs a miracle, I know my body reacts when I stub, my whole body reacts when I stub my toe. So, what does all this have to do with gifts of the Holy Spirit? Each member of the body is required to function. When you function in your spiritual gift, it should complement my spiritual gift. If there's friction, one of us is operating in the flesh rather than the spirit. We should function as a unit, as a body. Think for a moment about the 7 sense receptors of the human body from Gray's Anatomy of the Human Body. Heat receptors. Heat receptors send warning messages to the brain when heat is beyond tolerance. The prophet sounded an alarm when God's judgment was about to occur for sin. Touch receptors. The slightest touch sends a signal to the brain. When one person touches another, a need must be met and get attention. The server responds to those needs. Balance receptors. If a body leans out of balance, a signal is sent to the muscles to correct the situation. The teacher will respond when doctrine is out of balance and seek the truth. Stretch receptors. Stretch receptors register the amount of stretching that takes place in skin growth. The exhorter is alert to spiritual growth and steps of progress in Christians. Cold receptors. When an object near the skin is colder than the skin, it draws heat to itself. These receptors are alert to this. The giver will respond to the need of the person who is cold and hungry. Pressure receptors. Pressure on the body triggers a signal to the brain to shift the weight and thus avoid pain. The leader, the organizer, will see pressure building and will spread the work over more people to avoid serious consequences. And pain receptors. Pain receptors signal the brain when damage occurs in the body and won't stop until relief is found. The mercy person will sense pain in the church body and won't rest until it's handled. Each part of the body gives and requires attention. And so it is with the body of Christ. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant." We need to understand our own motivation and that of the rest of the members. Ignorance of spiritual gifts can result in misunderstanding and much irritation. Let me give you an example of how the gifts, the seven motivational gifts, function. Seven Christians representing each of the motivational gifts visiting a sick person. Okay? Here's the scenario. The server says, "Here's a little gift. I also brought in your mail, fed your dog, watered your plants, and washed your dishes." The teacher says, "I did some research, and I think I understand what's happening to you." The giver, "Do you have insurance to cover this kind of illness?" The exhorter, "How can we encourage others with your experience?" The prophet, "What is God trying to say to you through this illness?" The organizer, "Don't worry about a thing. I've assigned your task to others until you're well." The mercy person, "I can't begin to tell you how I felt when I learned you were sick. How are you doing now?" All of these come from the motivation of a spiritual gift. They must be in harmony or the ministry will not function properly. All are needed in the church body. No part can be done without. Seek to understand your spiritual gifts. You have a great day.